Larry Stevenson is not only a friend, a good friend of this program. Larry has a brand new album, the Larry Stevenson Band, called Weep Little Willow. He's going to be our guest. We might shortcut some things when we talk because we seem to know each other so well. But you'll enjoy talking to Larry. Always a wonderful guest. This is Larry Stevenson.
I'm very happy to welcome Larry Stevenson to Unreal Bluegrass again. How are you, Larry?
It's all unreal, isn't it, Steve? Sometimes it's even more unreal than other days, isn't it?
Shake our heads.
It's great to see you, as always.
Good to see you, man.
You
too. I'm so glad you got the new album. I did pick up the release, the single release, right before I left.
Yesterday's Gone.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about, I know we're not going to take our normal hour because of the standard setup of what we're doing here, but
yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the band, the Weep Little Willow, and some of the music on it and where people can find it.
Kenny Ingram, Kevin Richardson, Matt Wright, my old band's on the new CD. Aubrey Haney's playing some fiddle.
I'm so glad.
And he's only playing on 5 songs, but what he plays is awfully good. He's so good and a great guy. I've known him since he was 15 years old. That's how old I am.
I will tell you, I used to look for his records.
Oh, yeah.
And then he became so good, he didn't have to make records anymore.
I know.
He just had to contribute, but he was always a good. He was a good singer, too.
Good singer, great guy.
Yeah.
And we're awful proud of our new record. This is the 3rd release on our own label, Whisper Dream Music. And we're awful proud of that fact. And it's hot off the press. Release date is October 14th. And I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Well, I told you we were joking about this earlier. Not joking, but on the back, this is the serious Larry.
Yeah, how about that?
Look at all you guys frowning.
I don't know why Dreama picked that picture, but that's my wife who does the artwork.
Oh, and produced by our good friend Ben Surratt.
Ben Surratt,
and
he's wonderful, wonderful studio. Ben, this is the 10th CD that Ben and I have worked on together.
I saw he posted something about that, and it's like, wow, how could it be that many?
Ten.
And
it's more than 10 years. I mean,
oh, sure. And you open it up, and everybody's kind of smiling.
Everybody's a little happier on the inside.
Well, I haven't heard all of it. I've only heard the one single release, so I was looking forward to running into you down here at IMA, and we'll get this into the play right away. You got some. Talk a little bit about some of the songs. If you have a minute, you got.
Well, I've got
got
some songs like the old Flat and Scruggs, Before I Met You, the old Flat and Scruggs, Let Those Brown Eyes Smile at Me, two of my old-time favorite songs that I've been singing since I was a kid. And we got new songs from a Randall Hilton new song, It Almost Feels Like Love. Nail My Shoes to the Floor is an old Bill Anderson country song that just Eddie Stubbs pitched to me, and it just works great. And then
you got a Mac Wiseman.
Got a Mac Wiseman, an old one called Free Me From This Old Chain Gang, and then brand new songs from Jerry Sally and Donnie Ulisse and Rick Lang and Troy Engel. Just a good mixture of
good writers on there, Larry.
A lot of good little old friends and good writers and good people. And Billy Smith and John Weisberger wrote The Sweet Little Darling. That's an older song, but we finally got around to recording it. So
You guys do such a great job, and I think it's nice that you sample all these different types of music because there's so much great songwriting out there, and why not take it and make it your own, which is what you always do when you have the band.
Well, we try to. I believe in that. I like doing covers, but hopefully I'll make them my own when I do them, and I don't want to do overdone covers.
Right.
Because I'm not a cover band. There seems to be a lot of that going on these days.
True that.
But I really don't know that I believe in that too much. And so I do what fits me and my voice and the band. And
listen, I've seen you number of times. I can't even count how many times I've seen Larry Stevenson Band perform, and it's always the Larry Stevenson Band. It doesn't. You have such money. I mean, your voice is legendary, in my opinion.
Oh man,
and
thank you.
I know from the people you've played with, a lot of people think that. It's a remarkable. As soon as you hear Larry singing, you know it's like true. There's no other voice that sounds like yours. It's solid. It's great. But and that's what you need to do. You want to be recognized.
I think so.
Style.
I think so.
You don't want to be somebody else because then you're just another version. But you have a very unique, and your band is so tight.
I'm a huge fan
of Kenny. I know Kenny better than the rest of these guys, although I've seen him. But being a guy that plays around banjo, Kenny's banjo king.
He's as good as it gets.
He's a solid.
He is.
And just nails
good man, an old pro, and just does his job.
I bet he just shows up and you just go.
Just let him do his thing.
Larry, I'm gonna let you run. I know you got a million things to do here at
IBM, Steve.
But I appreciate your friendship always.
Hey, same here, man.
We'll get together.
Let's do lunch.
We'll do lunch again soon. I'll travel down and we'll spend the day. doing lunch. That's the way
we can do that, can't we?
All right, man.
Thank you,
I'll
Steve.
I'll let you go. See you back.
All right, buddy.